There has been concern about troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress disorder. Come this spring, veterans will be required to undergo mental health assessments months after their home, tests designed to detect the problem. A medical journal reported last year that 15% of returning troops suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. In the questionnaire given to soldiers when they first return home, only 3% of them indicate problems. Dr. William Winkenweerder is Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs.
Typically, right at the time people are coming back home, they want to get back to their families. They're anxious to get back to normal life. And we believe that the 2 to 5 month interval is the optimal point to ask them both about their physical and mental health.
I'm looking right now at this post-deployment health assessment. The questions include such things as, have you ever had any experience that was so frightening, horrible, or upsetting that in the past month you, and then it gives, you know, had nightmares, constantly on guard, easily startled, numb? These are the questions that will elicit problems.
That's exactly right. And we ask these questions today, again, right at the point of redeployment or coming back home. We will ask, in all likelihood, similar questions with this clinical interaction that will take place in the 2 to 5 month range. We would be looking for an individual who feels out of sorts but doesn't know quite what to do about it and doesn't know if he or she is crazy. We would tell them, no, you're not crazy. These are normal sorts of reactions to traumatic events, and we don't want you to turn to alcohol or drugs or other things to sort of numb or try to get rid of these uneasy feelings. We want you to come in, and we're going to talk to you, and we're going to help you, and we're going to support you through this. And we believe with that kind of support, this can truly mitigate a lot of the long-term effects that have, in some individuals, been seen in the past.
Now, what is it about combat or experiences in combat areas that when you first redeploy back home, your feelings are one way and they change in the next 3 months?
Well, we're learning about this because the study that was done last year that asked people these questions was the first of its kind. I suspect that it is due to the fact that when one is girded for trauma, traumatic events, stress, and so forth, your body and your mind is sort of revved up. Then when you go into an environment where things are, quote, more normal, it takes a while for you to begin to experience the difference in those two environments. And that seems to be the point at which symptoms emerge.
There were programs that were instituted in Iraq and also in Afghanistan aimed to deter head off PTSD. There were psychologists and experts deployed to the field,
right.
On the battlefield. Did they work to a degree, but there just weren't enough
Yes.
of them to help everyone that needed it at the time?
They're working. They're working very well. They're very effective. I hear that feedback both from the people who are the professionals involved in those units as well as the soldiers and Marines themselves. So we're learning. We're studying. But the bottom line is we want to do what's right. We want to provide the support and service that people need, and we want, as importantly as anything, to take away the stigma from people seeking help. And that's why, one reason why, we're making this a requirement for everybody. We'll hold their unit leaders accountable to see that that happens. And so it's just part of our process of taking care of people.
Dr. William Winkenweerder is Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, joining us from the Pentagon. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.